Danny from The Script has joined us with lots and lots of news. Danny, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you? I was just enjoying that song. Ray's amazing, isn't she?
I know, she's so good. I'm raging I didn't get to see her at the 3 Arena, which is where you guys are going to be a little bit later on this year. So, Danny,
yeah, that's right.
You've got so much news. So you've just announced a major UK, Irish and European arena tour today. And you're actually going to be in the 3 Arena on my favorite day of the year, Halloween.
Yeah, spooky. Ooh. We're gonna have to learn some scary songs, some ghost songs. I don't know.
Oh my god, definitely. Or you could all walk out like Ghostbusters or something like that.
Listen, if I do, please, that is your idea. You can claim it as your idea. That's brilliant.
TMAC. So Friday, the 30th of October, 3 Arena, the 31st at 3 Arena, and then you're gonna be heading on the 2nd of November to the SSE Arena Belfast. How are you guys doing and how are you feeling? You've been so busy.
Yeah, honestly, great. I'm so energized, you know, after we got off tour in September and then I just went straight into the studio and we kind of took about maybe 2 months, literally, and just like all of this new music just poured out.
Yeah.
So, it's really, you know, it's uplifting, positive, all about the human condition. The album is called The User's Guide to Being Human.
I love that.
It's just a really great mantra of, You know, sometimes we forget what it means in this day and age where, you know, it's so hard to forget what we are. We're human beings. We're blood and, you know, blood and guts. We're flesh.
Yeah.
And, to remember what's important in life, I think is kind of necessary more now than ever.
I know, it is, definitely. And that's the 14th of August it's going to be released. And Man in the Arena out today. We're going to give it a spin in a second. But Danny,
Is this the first spin today?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go.
I needed it. I want to hear it. I mean, I have heard it, but I want to play it for people. So Danny, the thing is, and this is true of all things in life, and I think that this is what you've summed up with your album title, is that sometimes you have to go through something really heartbreaking and something positive can come out of it, as in something creative comes out of it too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You know, I think the only thing you can do in situations where, you know, life's up against you is to try and somehow origami that into something beautiful. You know, so try and turn bad situations into good. And that's always been the mantra of The Script, is to try and do that. So, yeah, I'm just feeling a bit more positive about life now.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the meantime, I've gotten married. My beautiful wife is at home at the minute. I'm headed there now. But I'm just in a different headspace and just feeling a bit more positive about life. So
you've come through it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, wrote a lot of cool new music, and I'm excited to get the world to hear it.
Definitely. So Man in the Arena was actually inspired by a famous speech. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a famous speech by Theodore Roosevelt, and it was about, the honours don't, nobody really remembers, history won't remember the critics and remember the people who are in the chief seats laughing at the people who are in the arena, you know, fumbling the ball. And it's about those who dare to try and be great. Even if they fail, at least they dared trying greatly, you know what I mean? And I think it's such a great positive up, you know, it's kind of similar to like a Hall of Fame or a superheroes in its positivity, and I feel like that's one of those songs that is so needed these days, particularly in today's climate with how, you know, politics is left and right and everybody's calling everybody everything left, right and center. So just trying to stay positive and just remember you're the one in the ring and don't listen to the haters.
And Danny, that's the thing too, and it extends to putting positive stuff out there. That's what we can control, and if we can be that way, everyone will be better, definitely. Do you know what,
exactly.
Danny, this like really astounded me. I mean, I think I knew this in my depths of my brain, but just seeing it written down in front of me, 6 UK number one albums, 8 Irish number one albums, 14 billion streams worldwide. Like, do those numbers, do they go in, or do you just say them?
You just say them, and it kind of, it's all funny money, if you know what I mean. It's sort of like, I don't know if any of it makes sense to me. So I just keep on doing what I'm doing. You know, I think if I let it go to my head, I think it would be the worst thing. But, you know, that's the best part about being Irish, is it never goes to your head. And for me, you know, all of those numbers are incredible. It's just, I guess it's just a testament to our fan base and, you know, the music itself.
Definitely.
You know, even Mark, you know, his legacy living on, these are his songs as well. Mm. So, you know, I'm super hot, super honored to be able to still perform these songs. There's, you know, we've had another, well, I don't like talking about numbers, but we were on about 19 million monthly listeners just before the Pink tour, and we went out on tour with Pink.
Yeah.
Had our own satellites came out. And now we're up to 32.7 or something million.
Insane. And like, again,
it's just insane.
It's just
numbers
crazy.
Of those amount of people every month listening to your music, you know?
But you guys deserve it.
Thank you. I wish I got a pound for every listen, you know? It's pennies on the dollar now, you know? We're getting
.0000003 of a billion,
you know? It's still only about £3, you know?
It adds up. Danny, listen, thank you so much for your time. So that's Friday the 30th of October, 31st of October in Three Arena, both those dates, and then heading to Belfast, and tickets go on sale next Friday, 29th of May at 9:30. Thank you so much, Danny.
That's right. And also, the video for Man in the Arena goes live today at 3 o'clock on YouTube.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there's so much happening today. I don't know my butt from my elbow, so yeah.
Danny, thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Playing the music you love.